you know, among age.
Good for you.
I'm going to need to call in like Steve Shamrance and do some investigating here.
Doug and I had a blast. We were doing hot laps, and we were running around. And that little...
What? Hold on a second. You and Doug Vaughn were doing what?
Hot laps. Oh. Just walking around doing laps.
Area in 2007, and you can check him out online at whyscion.com. Just minutes from downtown. Come in and see why Scion is all about pure price and personalization. That's Weiss Toyota Scion of South County with 2009 models arriving daily. Give him a call at 314-849-3700. Scion, what moves you?
Now, back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on Team 1380.
I want to put in a request to go back to our random...
I enjoy the commune arts.
We're going. Do you guys play it every break?
No, we have here.
I think it's an honor of you.
I think we need to... We have... My cousin sent him like 5 CDs of stuff, and we got so much crap.
For God's sakes, play some Depeche Mode!
When are the Communards going to come to one of the local casinos? Oh, we can go and just see an everyday rock and roll band just rocking out.
Cougar Hunter Jake is on the line. Cougar Hunter Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you unhappy with the article that it mentions, you know, kind of goes into detail on you?
Oh, no, it's no big deal.
All right. Fair enough. So did the article give you a fair portrayal of your evening?
Yeah, we had a pretty good time that night. I imagine some of those stories were probably a little embellished by people she was talking to, because I was fairly busy, and she was just kind of following around, and I think talking to other people that were there.
All these women want to hook up with you, though, man. You're a smooth dog.
Well, I'm just there doing my job for the website. I'm not really looking for anything else.
It's a great attitude.
I like that.
It's a great attitude. Clock in early, leave late. That's what we do at InsideSTL.com.
Did you guys talk about how awesome your party was last Saturday yet?
Probably talked about it a little bit on Monday. You had a nice little endeavor in the supply closet at Lush, our sources tell us.
I had no idea Rudy was hanging around with a mop, though.
Rudy did mop the floor at Lush spontaneously, Martin.
Probably would have went somewhere more classy, like the bathroom, if I knew that was going on.
Old habits die hard. One of the guys at Lush said, he came up to me and he said, in the year this place has been open, we've seen some weird things. I've never seen one of the patrons just randomly grab a mop and begin to clean up.
You ever seen a patron that looked like Rudy before?
Probably not. It's not.
Well, the funny thing was I was down there talking to the Vaughn, and then he introduced me to Rudy because I never met him before. And like immediately Rudy just starts spitting in my face while he's talking. And I had a drink or something in my mouth, and I kind of spit out what was in my mouth. And probably 5 seconds later, there's a waiter there with a mop. He comes over to mop it up. So I don't know if that's where Rudy got the idea or what.
So does Cougar Hunter Jake show up at a place and, a lot of 22-year-old chicks in tight clothes. Let's get out of here. Where are the old broads?
Cougar Hunter Jake, when he went into the supply closet, he was with a girl with one of those shirts that like was wide open, and you would think if it flew open, you would see her breasts, but they had the double-sided tape going.
How do you know the tape was in there?
Because we kept hoping that the thing would fly open, and it didn't.
Good investigation.
And Cougar Hunter Jake can confirm from the supply closet.
Was it double-sided tape, or was it actual stitching?
I think Tim has mentioned before, I don't discriminate among age.
Good for you.
I'm going to need to call in like Steve Shamrance and do some investigating here.
Doug and I had a blast. We were doing hot laps, and we were running around. And that little...
Hold on a second. You and Doug Vaughn were doing what?
Hot laps. Just walking around doing laps.
What, like when you see old people at the mall in a jumpsuit?
Yeah, but these have a little bit more purpose.
What have you guys done to Doug Vaughn? Respected journalist.
I know that we haven't done anything to him. It's just the listening audience didn't know about this.
Oh, no.
Your G&Ds are getting crafty. The one of them came up to us, and she was promising like a walk. She promised me a walk in the park, you know, maybe holding hands. And
walk in the park
could
coat?
Could chaperone the whole deal, and if we gave her our votes. So we're like, all right, we'll walk over there and give you your votes. And then we never saw her again.
So a walk in the park, is that some kind of sexual term that
code.
I'm not familiar with?
No, I think it's just like...
That's like a Poughkeepsie pancake.
Nice magical walk in the park at sunset.
That's not enough to get my vote. Give me Manuel while we're there, I'd be fine, I'd vote.
Manuel Lewis?
Yes. So I got a text from you earlier this morning. Were you with the double-sided tape girl last night?
Hello?
Robert Smith, Pig Brown.
well, we...
you know, we went out. She wanted to do a little coug hunting last night with me, so
really,
with one of her friends, and went out and scoped the crowd a little bit. She was working over one of the waitresses to be a GND because she wasn't old enough for the coug, but I think she was kind of in the middle between being hot enough for the GND and being too young for the coug.
Interesting. So you're double-sided tape girls into broads?
Yeah, I think a little bit.
I saw her making out with her friend on the dance floor at the party.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, when that I Kissed a Girl song goes on, it's just, it's like a, it's a floodgate of lesbianism. It's unbelievable. They play that song, and all hell breaks loose on the dance floor. It happened in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. It happened at Lush on Saturday night.
There's a lot of it going on, man.
I know. It's a great thing.
Well, with a quick scan here of the RFT on page 16, seeing Deborah Reed here, I can see why you're out in that cougar business.
Have you actually seen the pictures in the article, Cougar Hunter Jake?
No. Someone just copied over the article to me. Didn't really bring the pictures.
Yeah, you need to see the pictures.
Who's in it?
A couple of gals that admittedly are cougars.
One of them looks kind of plain, Martin.
Kind of that Margot Kidder look.
Margot Kidder? I don't even know what the hell that is.
She was like
Superman's girlfriend.
Thank you. Oh, she's terrific.
Does she have any of the current C&Ds in there?
None of the current C&Ds in there. Oh, my God. Where are they?
Hey, is Kilcoin going to make it out?
Martin, you interested in cougar hunting with Cougar Hunter Jake?
I think I'm all right. I happened to be at Filoni's one night with Cousin John, and I think that counted as cougar hunting accidentally.
You going to come out for August 1st? It's going to be a big deal, I hear.
August 1st at Shannon's. We're having the Girl Next Door party and...
You got this cougar, okay? Get over there.
And the Cougar Next Door party all in one night. Kat's going to be there. Klein's coming. Steve Klein's
I would
going.
Venture to guess, Martin, that you'd be popular because women do like Martin.
Oh, they so dig his angle.
I would venture to guess.
But I'm
cougars,
their age now.
Yeah, with
except
cougars,
for some
though,
of them sitting here.
You're not married. They don't know that you have a serious relationship.
Yeah, we can keep that on the
deal. I would think that they would be all over you.
Oh, my. And, Tim, if Dick Kimberg there, too, I got two people I can walk up to girls and ask if they want them to meet.
Cougar Hunter Jake's thing to meet women, honest to God, and I think people think we're joking about this, was he would go up to a good-looking broad, and he'd go, hey, would you like to meet Doug Vaughn?
And they'd say, who's that?
And I would assume they would say, who's that? But Cougar Hunter Jake said they were all over it.
You get every once in a while, you'll get one saying, who's that? But I swear, a lot of them know who he is.
Age bracket.
Deal in this town.
I don't know.
Well, I got a terrific girlfriend, so I don't think I'll be cougar hunting, but maybe Kim and I will come to the party.
Oh, wow! There you go, Cougar Hunter Jake.
Yeah, that'll be a blast.
Sounded like there was a tinge of like deadpan there.
Screw you. I'm going to the BW3 that night.
Buffalo Wild Wings with Andy Dick. Any new cougars on the potential market here for you?
I got one from right before I left for Boston. I got one that wanted to do it. I just got her number. I'll send that over to you.
You get paid per cougar, right?
I got to pay him. I need to pay him. Yeah. You got to fill out a W-9 there, Cougar Hunter Jake.
What do you put on there? Like information? What is the job, Cougar Hunter?
I'm a little down on my current salary, though, so...
Okay, he's trying to renegotiate. That's fine. I'll whack you. I have no problem with that.
No, it'll be a big... I think this will be a big weekend. We're going to go out tonight and Saturday, so I should be able to get
you
a little
you have a regular job? Not that this wouldn't pay the bills, but... what kind of industry are you in otherwise?
This does it for me. Don't worry.
This does it for him. This is all it takes. A couple $50 checks a week, and you're set.
Is that what it is, $50 a cougar?
$50 a cougar is what I pay him. That's right.
Plus, he has all the stories. Yeah, I work for Inside STL.
Yeah.
Part owner.
Might as well say you're part owner. Everybody else
now
is.
Ryan Franklin's going to come up to the kitchen. I heard you talk on the radio. I shot a couple cougars. Who's the fella that's going to give me $50?
You got to check out the article. Where are you going tonight to get your cougar on, Jake?
We're going to go out to that Parties in the Plaza at Trainwreck.
Oh, God. I bet that's like Mecca.
Yeah, that's the third Thursday of every month.
A lot of cougars at that?
Oh, yeah. That's probably the most ridiculous cougar spot in town.
Is that right? I got to send an Inside STL photographer out there.
Yeah, make sure they go out to the, not so much the parking lot party is kind of cool, but afterwards, after it all shuts down and everybody goes in the bars, and then it's pretty sick. So send them over to the train wreck.
That's where it's going to be tonight?
Right. Yeah.
All right, Cougar Hunter.
I got
Jake.
A game. I'd be there, believe me.
Cougar Hunter Jake, thank you for chiming in. Congratulations on the double-sided tape score.
We just held each other. There's nothing else.
God bless. Thank you very much. Double-sided tape is hot. She's real hot. She was one of the most striking lasses.
Oh, I thought you meant the tape itself is hot.
I was trying to be really good in that segment because I know Joe will rewind it. And in the 9 o'clock hour, Cougar Hunter Jake phoned in to talk to the boys. Earlier, Joe Myers checked in. 30-second phone call. Great rewind, Joe.
No editing required.
The middle fingers are flying from that room today.
Is that right? Yeah. What's the problem? Who's coming up on the buffet? Is Jennings in? Will he be doing? And then I think Rich comes in on Thursdays, too. Jennings is ill? Who's doing the show, Iggy?
I'm going to say Z and Strict Dog.
I think Rich.
Rich and Z.
Nice.
Where's Strict Nasty?
Buzzing. Strict Nasty Nast.
He's buzzing.
Fair enough. Will Clark's going to join us on the other side of the commercial break.
Allegedly. If not, we'll call back Ty Knott.
I did text Edmonds to see if he would come on because I know he has to fly back
up to Chicago.
I'm
married. He said the weekend he was here that he would be hanging out in St. Louis the whole All-Star break.
I knew that, and he was. He was riding Sea-Doos and lighting fireworks. Did you know that?
Where was he riding Sea-Doos? In his pool?
He was out at a well-known gentleman's farm here in St. Louis. I don't know if I want to give the name. But he was out riding Sea-Doos and lighting fireworks.
Now I want to buy a farm. He's selling his house so he can buy a farm.
That was part of his defense against La Russa. Why would I say anything bad? I'm buying a farm. Huh?
It's the move from now on. If Imus would have used that last year, he would have skated.
I got a farm. Black people can come on my farm. Four eyes.
That's what Beretta uses as defense.
What?
Robert Blake, yeah. He said, we got a farm together. All right, not guilty.
It's a shame I murdered her because we had that farm. Oh!
921 in St. Louis. Will Clark next on the ITD Morning After Team 1380. ITD Morning After Team.